This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. $787 billion in economic stimulus is beginning to flow out of Washington, D.C., and toward communities and individuals hit by this recession. And out of that enormous sum, something close to a third will be processed through state governments. Pamela Parra is a political editor at stateline.org, an online news site that focuses on state politics and policies. And she joins us in our studios. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Do you have any sense of how quickly states will make their stimulus decisions? People are very anxious that that something start happening soon.
You're exactly right. And that's why in the law there are timelines and there are deadlines written. For example, states have 120 days after it was passed to have half of their transportation money obligated. These projects have to be shovel ready. And, you know, there's a big rush among the states to be first of something.
Can you see any trends about where that money is likely to go? Are there regional variations?
What we're seeing is that the need is so great right now because the economy is so bad. States are facing deficits that they have not seen in decades, that they're patching holes, basically. A lot of transportation projects that they had put on the back burner, now they're able to think about, okay, we can fund this. Even with the money from the stimulus, though, states are still looking at huge deficits. And the fear is among the states is that they don't want to start any new projects because then this federal money runs out in 2 to 3 years. So they know that if they start something new, the federal money will dry up. And states are being strategic. You asked about regional approaches. The stimulus package has $8 billion set aside for high-speed rail. Well, the seven governors in the Midwest have applied for almost 40% of that total. They want to have high-speed rail all through the Midwest, including Chicago. So governors are thinking ahead, but they also know that their projects can't be too big that when the federal money runs out that they're going to be stuck holding the bag.
Do you think states have an onerous burden here in terms of how many people they have to report to and how many entities of government they need to write something up for and how many people are looking over their shoulders?
It is an intense amount of pressure on states. I think states and governors know that the onus has shifted from Congress and the president, and now it's time for states to actually implement it. And you have to remember, in the next 2 years, there are 38 governors up for election. That's a lot of political pressure as well. They want to make sure that they can run on a ticket that, yeah, we delivered, or, you know, run on a ticket that their successor can win. So, yes, there is a lot of pressure under states to get this money out quickly, but also efficiently.
Pam Parra writes for stateline.org. It's an online news site about the 50 states. It's part of the Pew Center on the states. Pam, thank you.
Thank you.